Well, thanks for having me back. It's my pleasure to be with you.
We appreciate it. I did more good highlighting in this book than drawing question marks in this and having to have Tony explain it to me. But let's see, tomorrow in the show, I did a little review, and I said how much I appreciated this book because I've been trying to, in my own walk, trying to apply my theology proper. So I've been trying to apply not just the facts of who God is and God is love and all these ideas and have it more practically applied. And what I've enjoyed about your book is the challenge to do that in a good way, in that I think I've done interviews based on chapters of your book with people who are writing about God's story in the meta narrative. And I think one of the best chapters of the incarnation I've read has been in your book. And one of the good overviews of the history of philosophy, chapter two. I mean, you did this book really, really well. And so we wanted to have you on and just say we appreciated your story and how you set it up.
Well, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, it was it was a daunting task to cover all the different subject material that I did in the book, and it felt very inadequate to the task. But hopefully it's helpful to people that have read it.
Yeah. So I first wanted to say that you've laid out this book very poorly because you gave us the answer right off the start. I was saying you have to bury it in the middle of the book.
You force people to
read it. You can't give them the answer in the first chapter and then build up from there. So can you explain for those who haven't been following our series, what is a theodicy, and then what is your idea from the best scriptural and theological and a philosophical point is what you call the greater glory theodicy?
Yeah, a theodicy is really a way of trying to explain why a good and an all good and all powerful God would permit evil to exist in the world. And so the idea is how do we defend God against the charge that he is responsible for evil, or even the charge that God doesn't even exist because there's evil in the world, and presumably a good and powerful God would never permit evil to exist in the world. And so a theodicy is an attempt to either defend God against the charge that he is evil or against the charge that he doesn't exist because of evil, or a theodicy could be something more robust in explaining why God in fact does either permit or ordain evil in the world. So you really have two different categories in historically in theological and philosophical circles, a defense when you're dealing with what's called the problem of evil, and this is what this book deals with, is more a more modest approach of just simply defending God against charges that either doesn't exist or that he does exist. He does allow evil, but somehow he is not culpable for evil. So it's fairly modest, apologetic type of defense of God. Whereas a theodicy is really technically more of a positive explanation. Yes, we know that God is not culpable for evil. He does exist. Yet, why has he permitted evil, or why has he ordained it to be part of his plan for history? And so technically, a theodicy is a much more robust kind of response to the problem of evil, seeking to give a true explanation for why there is evil in the world. But just to back up a little bit, the word theodicy itself is a term that basically combines the Greek word for God, which is theos, and the Greek word for justify, which is dike, So you combine those two words together, and the transliterated term is theodicy. And I forget offhand who coined that term, but it was back in the 1600s, I think, 1700s. But anyway, yeah, that's a theodicy.